Justin Brayton, Vegas, look, on this track, without a start, you were doomed. You were doomed, no matter. I mean, even if you would have been stew through the whoops, that's, I don't think it would have worked.
Yeah, with a 90-degree turn before the whoops, it just never, ever works out. And, you know, when I start jumping whoops, something's wrong. So I started jumping, like, I don't know, even a quarter of the way into the race, and I just struggled on the track all day, honestly. Just, I was fifth fastest on the segment that was inside the stadium, mm-hmm. and like 14th outside. Okay. And it was just one of them things where I just honestly didn't want to send it. Like, some of those guys were off those singles. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a rough day for me. But overall, not going to define my season off one night. No. It was an awesome year, fifth in the championship, won a race. So, awesome, awesome year. And but happy to go into the break, or my break anyways, for the summer and hang out.
Congrats, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done for a while.
Why do you think they would make the track like they did and so basic and so easy at the last round? Is it the dirt that they, you know, the quality of the dirt or something? Like, right away, you're just like, what's going on?
No, because usually, I always feel like Vegas is technical. Usually, they have, like, big rhythms, and usually you can do some big stuff. And, well, honestly, when I saw the track map, I was like, what in the world? I think there were 6 90-degree turns. Yeah. And it's just, a track never works when it's like that. I feel like they have a lot of space to do stuff with, but... yeah, I'm not sure. They're smarter than me, I guess, with that stuff, but it was not a good track.
I'm not exactly sure. Did you get a front row view to Barcia hitting Bowers, and did you benefit from that, or were you?
I was just behind that, and I did benefit from it, but he got him pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know. It looked like it could have hurt something in the Bears' leg.
Oh,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, so for you, fifth in the title, I guess you lost out on a little bit of money, which kind of sucks, but.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Overall, you're one day, Tony. You got fifth in the points. Pretty damn good year.
That's a solid year. I think if somebody would have told me that before the year or told you that, you probably would have said no way. But and I may have too, honestly. But just I got on a roll really from the start, and then through halfway, like Atlanta, Daytona, St. Louis, Indy, all those races, I really got on a roll. I think I went 6 weeks or so, 5 weeks, with my worst finish being fourth. And proud of the year, proud of everything that I'm doing, and but excited for the break and rejuvenate and come back next year.
New 2-year deal was announced for you. You didn't want to wait. Why'd you want to do it so soon? And talk about that process a little bit.
Yeah, I just think when, you know, the team is Supercross only, and I want to do Supercross only, there's really no other team that I honestly would want to ride for, just because of the program and our relationship with Honda. And I got along with these guys great. Genova's been a great leader, and so, yeah, I just wanted to get it done. Just once we go into our summer break, you know, no one really even thinks about Supercross anymore. And so now we can just go in, get the deal done early, go into the break, and start focusing on next year. I've already got a Supercross test lined up throughout the summer, maybe in June, start testing for next year, and pick and choose some days that I want to ride outdoors. And
Stop it. Stop it.
I really do. I honestly enjoy.
Bye. Thank you.
See ya. Thank
Good
you.
Season. Enjoy
Thank
family.
You. Later, Deuce.
Hey, check the back.
Look at that ridgeline, dude.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Hey, I was once a part of the ridgeline crew. Braytona,
I like it.
Seven Deuce Deuce has a Braytona sticker. That's hardcore.
That's a pretty sweet truck.
Thank you. I appreciate that you're saying that.
I was once a part of the ridgeline crew. You remember that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, I understand you got a chance to ride the factory Honda this week versus your bike. You were maybe going to race it. What was that like? What'd you think?
All the secrets, huh?
No, it's common knowledge.
I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Is it's an awesome bike, and thankful that Honda has kind of opened their arms to me and trusting me on maybe testing some stuff maybe in the future and kind of hopefully playing that role a little bit.
It was a little bit of a, hey, come out, tell us what you think, and that kind of deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
And kind of compare, because obviously I've done really good on my bike this year. And so I think we both sides maybe wanted to learn a little bit or just see where they were at. And it's a solid bike. There's no doubt about it.
Lighter, right? I guess that'd be a big thing. Like when I look at a factory bike versus any kind of production bike, it's weight.
Yeah, I don't have any tie on my bike. Yeah. But all that stuff is going to change for next year. I mean, the team went to a new level this year. We're going to go to the next level next year. Like I said, with the support of Honda, Genova's mindset, and Tony Alessi's mindset is let's get better. I mean, we were in this thing for a while this year, but I think we can improve the bike a little bit. And So we're going to do that, like I said, with Honda's help, and throughout the summer try and develop the new bike and be good to go.
Cool. Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you. Cool.